News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We've been talking throughout the morning about this survey from Lidl Ireland and the LGFA. One of the main findings of which was 42% of female players don't consider themselves role models. Carla Rowe is the senior Dublin football captain and LGFA All-Star. Morning, Carla.
Morning. How are you guys?
I suppose when you're out training in January in the rain and the sleet and you're coming home covered in muck, it's hard to see yourself as a role model.
Yes, very true. I think our first session out was the coldest night of the year. And look, that's just how it is. That's pre-season for everyone. And yeah, it is tough to think of yourself as a role model in those moments. But I do know those are the days that kind of stick to you later on in the championship. So you try to look at them as positive as possible.
I mean, I was making the point earlier that the GAA being what it is, you know, in your case, you and the girls that you play with, and the same for the men, they don't see themselves as role models. They see themselves, first of all, as team members and representing their club, and later, if they're lucky, their county. Is that one of the main reasons behind this? It's not because they don't value themselves. It's just because they have a job to do and they want to get on with it.
Yeah, I think so. And that's what the kind of outstanding stat for me as a player was that one of 43% of players in the LGFA not seeing themselves as role models. I do think some of it is probably just that culture around the GAA and even an Irish culture where you're trying to ensure you're humble. And particularly in the GAA, you know, we try to keep all the information from our camp inside our camp. And sometimes that can... is a barrier to players putting themselves out there and building their own profile. And as the research shows, that basically if there's a role model in the sport, people are more likely to attend those games and to follow those sports and to even join the sport. And at the end of the day, that's what we need to think of. We want to get as many girls as possible involved in Gaelic football. And if we have to kind of take a step out of our comfort zone to try and build ourselves a bigger profile to become role models, that's a, you know, it's only benefiting the sport and young people coming up behind us.
And if you ever wanted to realise the impact that you have, and I'm sure you've done this because I've seen other intercounty players do it, attend Cool Camp, turn up to where those young people are, you know, trying to improve themselves, spending time with their friends. You are worshipped. The ground upon which you walk is revered. And that must mean something to you.
It absolutely does. And yeah, you do. You attend those days. And even when you're saying that, it brings a smile to my face. And there's loads of memories of even when we brought the All-Ireland back to my club. And, you know, you couldn't believe the numbers of people and children who I would see every day in the village. And they wanted signatures and they wanted autographs. And I'm thinking, you could get this autograph last week when I met you in the shop. But yeah, there definitely is a huge element in the GAA that you are role models. And I think it's just as players, we just need to realise that a bit more. And as I said, it's balancing that confidence and then cockiness, I think, is where people don't want to come across as cocky. But I do think there's a confidence that can come that we could improve on that will make us bigger role models. And there's so many platforms out there these days with social media. You can really use them, and it doesn't come at a huge cost of time or pressure.
And it's getting the balance right as well, which is more appropriate. Carla Rowe, captain of the Dublin Ladies Footballers, LGFA All-Star and role model in her own right. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on News Talk Breakfast.
Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.